Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 17th of November 2025. European bourses opened flat before slipping into the red, while US equity futures are mixed. The dollar index is slightly firmer, Antipodeans are weakest as sentiment softened and bonds are gaining on a cautious European tone. In Asia-Pac trade, stocks mostly fell after mixed US leads. The Nikkei slipped around 50,000 after Japan's GDP contracted, while the KOSPI outperformed on chip sector strength from Samsung and SK Hynix. The ASX 200 was subdued, and Hong Kong and Shanghai saw mild declines as trade headlines and tariff comments kept sentiment muted. European stocks are drifting lower, with the Stoxx 600 down 0.4% as sentiment turned cautious amid light news flow. Utilities and real estate are outperforming while retail is lagging, and Dassault Aviation rose over 6% after Ukraine ordered 100 Rafale jets. US equity futures are mixed, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq slightly higher, but the Russell 2000 is softer ahead of key US data and Nvidia earnings. Apple reportedly began succession planning for CEO Tim Cook, and Morgan Stanley lifted its 2026 S&P 500 target to 7,800, citing strong EPS growth and AI efficiencies. In FX, the dollar index was modestly firmer in a tight range, with focus on today's NY Fed manufacturing report and comments from Williams, Jefferson, Kashkari, and Waller. The euro hovers near 1.16 after the European Commission raised its 2025 growth forecast, but cut 2026 to 1.2%. ECB's De Guindos said inflation should converge toward target. The dollar-yen was steady after Japan's smaller-than-expected GDP contraction, while Kataoka called for a 23 trillion Japanese yen stimulus package. Cable was trades near 131.50 as traders watched budget headlines, with reports suggesting a tourist levy under consideration. The Aussie lagged amid softer sentiment, while the PBOC fixed the yuan slightly stronger than expected. In fixed income, treasuries are firmer as European risk appetite weakened, with December rate cut odds easing to 40%. German debt and gilts followed higher, with the latter outperforming modestly as focus turns to UK CPI on Wednesday. In commodities, oil reversed early losses as WTI and Brent rises towards 60 and 64.50 per barrel, respectively after reports of Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Gold is steady around 4,050 to 4,100 per ounce, and copper is trading range-bound. On trade, US Treasury Secretary Bessent said a China rare earths deal could be completed by Thanksgiving and warned that Washington has many levers if Beijing fails to comply. President Trump said further tariff rollbacks are unnecessary, while Tesla asked suppliers to exclude China-made parts from US production. Over to geopolitics, tensions persisted as Israel struck southern Lebanon and the West Bank, and the US condemned Iran's seizure of a commercial vessel. Netanyahu reiterated there will be no Palestinian state. Russia resumed oil exports at Novorossiysk, while Ukraine claimed to have hit a refinery in Samara. Japan will send a senior diplomat to ease tensions with China. Looking ahead, highlights include US NY Fed manufacturing, construction spending, Canadian CPI. Speakers include Feds Williams, Jefferson, Kashkari, Waller, ECB's Cipollone, Boisman, Burkis, Kaziki. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.